You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Last year, I was setting up for my Halloween party on Halloween. And as I was putting out the tables and the chairs and setting up the pop-up tent, I heard a little voice from in front of my house. Trick or treat!
Okay, yep, nice. That's good. Yeah. Festive and exciting.
Yeah, but it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. And it was a child with their mom. And like, you know, we have a very busy Halloween street.
So they're just trying to get out in front of things. I hate getting bogged down.
Yeah, so of course I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, just give me a minute. And then I ran inside to go get the candy. And And they were patient. They waited on my doorstep while I went and got it. But I was thinking, that's a little bit early for trick-or-treating.
I think that they probably have to be patient. They have to understand that some houses are going to be closed at that point, right?
They're not open for candy-giving business.
Right. Maybe mom had to work later. Maybe there's only one parent, right? They got to get that kid out early because then they also want to do the door. Who knows?
I know. But, like, if somebody does that to your door, do you give them candy or do you just ignore it because you assume it's somebody just trying to sell something or FedEx?
I'm like that old man who forgot that Halloween happened.
Oh,
so
good.
Either I'll give them candy, right, you know, because it's set up in some area. Because usually my wife hides that stuff from me until it comes out at the last minute. It's like an unveiling.
Adult child.
But I'll give them something else to compensate, to feel better. So, like, you know, if I, same thing.
A high five?
Well, I'd be setting up too, so the garage would be open. So maybe like a hand tool.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
Here's like an Allen wrench, kid.
Here we go, kid. Here's a jack stand for you. All right, enjoy that. That'll work great under up to a 3-ton vehicle.
You want some ramps?
I mean, give a guy a jack stand. All right. Changes oil for life.
But I just
what's that expression about a fish?
If you got a fishing pole, whatever. We don't know.
Give a guy a fish, you feed him. Teach him to fish, you feed him for life.
Okay, good.
Here's a jack stand, kid.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
But it got me wondering, like, what time does trick-or-treating really start?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Does it have to be dark? I guess that's the general question, right? Because most people go when they're home from work. That's just going to be the bulk of people, obviously. So that's right around 5:30.
Well, though. Here's the thing. I asked on our Facebook page over the weekend, and the answers were all over. So Ann says 4:00. 4:00 is when kids start going out.
Wow.
4:00 seems early. A little bit. I don't know, but maybe because if you have small children, that kind of makes sense. Richard wrote 50%.
You're missing out on a lot of houses, though, right? Nobody's out and ready for you at that point. Go ahead. What's Richard says?
15 minutes before sundown. And that seems like a lot of calculations.
That is. Yeah, that puts you at right around 5:30. I just went to my phone right now. It says sunset's going to be at 5:51.
So 5:51 minus 15.
So right around
15,
there.
51 minus. So
I mean, it's an iPhone, so you know the weather stinks on it, and it's not going to be exact. So it's going to be right around there. Right, 5:30, 5:40. I think it has to be dark. Mm.
It's got to be dark.
You think?
Like, no. I feel like it should be. It's got to at least be a solid dusk, and you got to be a little tiny kid, solid dusk. If you're anything over the age of, like, 13, it's got to be dark.
Elena wrote 6:00 because people need time to get home from work and be there to answer the door. Like,
right.
That makes sense.
And get your kids out the door. Turn on your scary lights. You know, activate your zombie animatronics and stuff like that. I mean, you need time.
1-800-330-9999. What time do you think trick-or-treating starts? Last year when I was setting up for my Halloween party, you know, I was putting out the folding tables and everything. 2:30, a mom and her son dressed up in their costume showed up at my door and they're like, trick-or-treat. I was like, oh! I was completely caught off guard. I mean, they had to wait while I went and got the candy. But it got us thinking, like, what time does trick-or-treating start? Is it just all day long? If somebody's home, you just go to their door?
You know, we want people to have the freedom of choice, except for when it actually affects us.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what time does trick-or-treating start?
It should start start at 5:30 and be done by 8 o'clock.
5:30 to 8 o'clock. That's
precise.
Yeah, you've got a time limit on this whole thing. What happens at 8 o'clock that we have to move on from trick-or-treating?
8 o'clock, the door is locked and closed, the lights are off, and you start watching your primetime TV.
I was going to say, Mom doesn't want to miss your shows. That's exactly what I thought was going
right
on there.
I mean, my kids are grown, and that was always the thing. Chicken nuggets when they got home from school, and 5:30 they were out, 8 o'clock they were back.
But my daughter, the baby, goes to sleep at like 5:50. It doesn't really give her much time to make the rounds in the neighborhood. Is it different for the little kids?
I don't know. I mean, you're carrying the kid. The kid is an extension for you. For all intents and purposes, your baby is a wart on your hip.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. What do you time do you think trick-or-treating actually should start? And according to this woman, end. It had never happened before, but last year it was 2:30 in the afternoon on Halloween. I was setting up for the party, putting out the chairs and the folding tables. And a little trick-or-treater came with their mom, 2:30 in the afternoon. And I was like, oh, I was so taken by surprise. I had to run in, go find the candy. And they waited. They were nice. But then I was like, wait a minute. That's a little early to go trick-or-treating.
I had some people. I had a friend who he was at work and his wife was home the other day and teenagers knocked on her door the other day. Now, we're not sure if they were actual psychopaths trying to lure her out of the house because they both rang the doorbell and then stood under the light so they could be seen, but their faces were covered. But they could have been trick-or-treating.
They could have. Start at 9.9 at Santa and Raven. We asked over the weekend on our Facebook page trying to gauge what you think. It's all over. Everywhere from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's where people think that it should start, which is crazy because that's a 3-hour span difference,
yeah,
right?
Well, you got to be ready the whole time. It's like going to work that day, really. It's your job to deliver for your kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What time do you think trick-or-treating starts? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, it's never too early. It's like when those 18-year-olds come at 9 o'clock at night. That's when you want to shut off the lights.
Okay, so you're saying that the older the kid gets, the taller this person actually is, the earlier they need to stop because they're actually terrifying people.
Yeah, and they come with no costume half the time. I mean, we give out seasonal beers to the dads, wines to the moms, coffee with Sambuca. We love to give stuff out on Halloween night, but not to 18-year-olds at 9:30. No, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's true. I see where you're coming from. I do the whole thing, too, where we have, like, a bar set up in our front yard. But when you start cleaning up and you're breaking down and all of a sudden these kids show up.
No stragglers.
Oh.
No stragglers. Get out of here, kid.
Listen,
unless you're helping me carry in these folding tables, I don't want to see you.
Yeah. Bye.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What time does trick-or-treating start?
Okay, so here's my perspective. I grew up in, like, a typical suburban neighborhood, and we would go out at sundown, and we'd stay out until, like, all hours of the night. My husband is from California, and he said we didn't go out until, like, you could see the porch lights. But now we live in a neighborhood that's really hilly, and as soon as it's dark, we get no trick-or-treaters. So I honestly think it just depends on where you live and how accessible houses can be.
Mm-hmm. Right, because in the hilly location, when it gets dark, people are afraid of you guys taking them out like bowling pins.
Well, I think that I was formerly a fat child, and I think if I saw hills, I would find it very challenging to get up and down the hills.
And if your parents really loved you, that's the neighborhoods they would have dropped you off in. We'll be back in 2 hours.
2 hours of cardio.
Right. Earn that candy, Anna Zapp. Earn it.
It's like a Stairmaster when you go to that neighborhood.
And Ann Raven, what time does trick-or-treating start?
I think I would put, for the little kids, 5:30, between 5:30 and 6, and for the teenagers, between 7 and 8.
Between 7 and 8, do you also up your haunted house game around your house then at that point, right? Because, I mean, little kids, you just want to give them like a little, you know, you want to give them a jolt, all right? Teenagers, mm-hmm. You actually want to put the fear of God in them.
See, that's the problem I had last year, because last year I was so scary that the little kids were scared of me. So then I'm like on my knees. I'm like, no, I'm not scary.
Right.
I'm just pretending.
But you look like a witch.
Oh, no.
Right. So they don't believe you at that point.
There was like blood coming out of my face.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. I mean, just get off your knees and walk away, lady, at that point.
Well, you come to my house, you're going to get that.
Uh-huh. But teenagers,
you're
willing to throw things at them.
You kidding me? They're my favorite.
Right. If I've got cut arms hanging around the haunted house, I'm going to be honest with you. I might rip one down and hit them over the head with it a couple times.
That's not nice.
They're foam.
No.
Everybody's going to be all right.
Then you wonder why no one goes to your house for trick-or-treating.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.